forms. In this segment, the Chafetz Chaim introduces us to a particularly deadly strain of gossip, a brand of lashon hara which is instinctively, I don't know, saying something to average you, abhorrent.
What's the word?
Abhorrent.
Disgusting. Another one.
Disgusting. Baltajak too.
Yeah. You mean like peace now?
What? We're referring to the words of a Jew who informs on another Jew to the government authorities. While such a scenario is very rare, nevertheless, it too is covered by halacha.
A moser,
yeah. Or he's a malshin. Malshin, meaning with a malshin. A malshin, he's a snitcher. A certain businessman decides to get rid of his competition the old-fashioned way. He informs it to the IRS. I want to get rid of it.
It's still going on.
Fine. Or the Board of Health, or some other governmental body. His competitor is now in serious trouble and faces heavy fines which will consume his capital and possibly cause his business to collapse. The victim has many problems to face. Uppermost in his mind, however, is one question. Which one of my competitors did this to me? The guy looks for which competitor did it to him. He knows someone snitched on him. That's what he's looking for. He investigates and discovers, to his mind, which is strong evidence to pointing to one man's guilt. He decided to give this man a taste of his own medicine and informs on him to the authorities. Chafetz Chaim explains the seriousness of his error. In truth, there's a complete mistake for a number of reasons. To inform on another person would only be permissible if it accomplished something constructive for the future. So the perpetrator would not inform on him again. It would be allowed only if there was no other way to accomplish this. However, if his intention of informing on him is revenge, is absolutely forbidden. It's explained in Shulchan Aruch Hashem Mishpat 388:9. Furthermore, to inform on that person for a constructive purpose would be allowed if he knows firsthand that this man is guilty. For example, he was actually present when the man spoke to the authorities about it. However, circumstantial evidence, even strong evidence, would not permit this. Certainly, he could not inform on the alleged informer based on reports which he receives from others. For he cannot even believe reports in his heart unless they were offered as testimony in a best. One cannot rely on such reports to cause the person even the slightest loss. Even in the most difficult situations, the laws of the Torah must be upheld. Those who withstand the test and refrain from accepting rechilus in difficult circumstances will merit reward to which no earthly pleasure can compare. This needs to be careful. Even if someone snitched on you, don't snitch on him back. Don't inform on him to the authorities. So you shouldn't inform on the guy in the fire in the first place. But if you're someone informed on you, you should be very careful not to do nekama, not to take revenge. Now, let's see.
Isn't that a situation where actually people can kill him without going to base him, kind of a thing?
Depends. It depends what the guy's doing. It's not so simple. It depends. These days, first of all, we can't do that because we don't really have the halacha kanaf like that.
No, I'm saying previous times.
If the person, depends what he did. Just because he knocked the guy out of business, it's not so simple that you could kill him. If he's telling the government that he didn't let us do mitzvahs, a different thing, oh, this guy's doing a mitzvahs, it can be different when you just put a guy out of business. So you put a guy out of business, it's a problem, it's wrong of him. It also depends, it doesn't take one time to be a moser, it's complicated, more complicated. For a guy to be official moser, it takes practice.
When they were like giving you, they would say this Jewish boy they were taking to the army.
Right, let's say you snitch on Jews. Right, snitch on a person, they make them not do mitzvahs anymore. But they're just saying they snitch, they say, here's a Jewish guy, make sure to take him to the army.
A young boy.
They can be moser, but just to knock a guy out of business, I don't think you become a regular halacha of a moser yet, to the extent you could kill him. Here he didn't use the word moser. He used the word malshin. It's different. He used the word malshin. It's like maligning someone, saying bad, you know, saying gossip and saying something bad about somebody. A moser is little something else. Moser means he gives people over to the government. That's a moser. It's very different, right? And he doesn't let them do mitzvahs. That's a moser. Here is a malshin, the Chafetz Chaim called. I mean, la malshin is you speak badly of other people and knock them down. Maybe, you know. Good? Fine. Let's see the Gemara. We're holding now by Tezayin of Abayis. We're holding by Amr of Achai.
16b.
So Next maybe Amarav Achai. So Hamasha Esnikavav. Almost halfway down, a little more than halfway down. Hamasha Esnikav. So who waits? They don't go to the bathroom when they have to. They hold themselves over. They transgress Mishum Loy Teshaktu. They transgress Loy Teshaktu. The pasuk in the Torah that says, "Don't make yourself disgusting." Really, the pasuk is referring to don't eat all these creepy crawlers and these bugs, all these disgusting things. And it says, "Why should you eat them? Because you shouldn't do things that are disgusting. Because it's disgusting to eat these creepy crawlers." So also, anything which is disgusting also is Isra Loy Teshaktu. Now, it's a question if is it Isra Derabanan or Isra Deraisa? It's not so simple, it's Isra Deraisa. It's Machalik Sushain. If it's an Isra Deraisa.
What?
This Bata Shaktu, is it Derabanan or Deraisa?
In the bathroom or in general?
In general, also, because this Bata Shaktu is a general Bata Shaktu. We're bringing down this scenario, but find the Ritva and the Meiri learn it's a Drabana. The Pasuk is just a support. Fine. The Smak, other people say, the Smak, they say it's a Deraisa. It's a question if it is a Deraisa. However, it's important to note the Mishnah Berurah, right in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch Siv Gimel, says the Isra Bata Shaktu gets pushed away because of Kavod Abrius, meaning, we're saying a person has to go to the bathroom. If they don't go to the bathroom, then they're over the Isra of don't make yourself disgusting. Now let's say a person doesn't have a bathroom around, and there's people all over the place. So then there's no Isra about the Shaktu. Because a lot sometimes you're Isurim that they're pushed away because of Kavod Abrius, because of the honor of the creations. Therefore, if a person has to go to the bathroom and there's nowhere to go around a million people, there's nowhere to go to the bathroom, then it's not an Isra. It's only when a person is just waiting, stop to wait because he's being lazy. What?
It turns into a mitzvah because he's doing Kavod Abrius by going in the middle
of the public. Yeah, it says now it's Kavod Abrius is more important. Kavod Abrius is an Indian, yeah. So the Rabban a lot of them tell us that if there's Kavod Abrius, you don't get the Isra Deraisa or the Rabban or whatever Isra is until you find your closest bathroom. Fine. Okay, let's see the Gemara further. So that was Ravach. Ravach said, someone who holds himself and goes to the bathroom, they get the Isra of Loy Teshaktu. Amar Rav Bar Huna, restock Tishanel, get it back to the bugs. Let's say you grind up 9 ants, the Hevi Echad Chai, you bring one alive, and you eat them, the Hishlimad L'Kazayis, and with this one live one, you completed the Kazayis. Completed your Kazayis of Nevela, of eating dead, a Kazayis of dead bugs. Now Rashi explains, how did this live one become part of your kazayis of dead bugs? Rashi said it will die in your throat. So therefore,
did you do the high man that
the sorry, I skipped it. Oh, again, Amar Racha, Masha is Kinekala. It was before. Oh, sorry, I skipped it. Amar Racha, Masha is Kinekala. Amar Mishabulon Shachak. So Amar Bibi Barabai, high man the shasi b'kar the limit. This person who drinks from the horns of the uman, of the craftsman, meaning of the bloodletter. I mean, how they used to take blood, they weren't so fancy, they have fancy syringes, they would take the horn, they'd put it to the guy, and you would put your face on the mouth of the thing and suck the blood out. That's how you do blood tests. How do you draw blood? Right? You put your face on the horn thing, and you suck it out. It's like a chauffeur, right? You take a chauffeur, you put your mouth on the top, on the open end, and you suck out. That's how you give the guy, that's how you bloodlet. They take the pointy part, they poke it into the guy, and then you... Okay. Now,
yeah, if both open.
Yeah, they're both open. That's what it says. That the blood came out. That's what the blood does. It says that's how the blood used to come out. It would just go all over. They want to get a lot of blood out. They want the blood.
You put blood in your mouth. No, it's the same way as Jamal does.
They spit it out. Matitza.
It's the same. They use the chauffeur instead of a glass tube.
And they went too quiet, and then they just pull it out, and then they spit it out. Yeah. Now, so let's say you drink from one of these things. Let's say you don't have a cup, so you drink from this thing, this shofar. So that's also about the shots. It's also disgusting. So if you drink from a syringe, after they took a blood test, you drink from that syringe, then you're about the shots. They say the only thing to drink from, and you drink from that syringe, then you think it's safe to drink from it. You drink from it, then you're about the shots. Basically, anything disgusting will be about the shots.
Yeah.
Let's see Rashi over here. The kind of Umna. Makizei dams, the blood letters, the one they would let the blood, the Karen, they would do it with a horn. But Metzitza, they would suck it out. They were like, that's how they would do it with the horn. They were like, from the other end. And so if you drink on this thing, it's also going to be disgusting. It's Batei Shachas. Amar Rav Abaye Rav Huna. Restock Tisha Namam. Let's say you grind up nine ants, so now they're dead. The Hevi Echot Chai, you bring one live ant and you eat it. The Hishlim, and so with this, you completed the Kazais to Kazais. So by eating this last ant, you completed your Kazais now. Lach is like a Vav. You get six sets of Malkas. Hey, Mishum Beria. Five, because you ate the live creation. Because you ate a whole creation, you don't need a Kazais for eating the one ant. The Echa Mishum Kazais Nevelo. And one Isser of eating a Kazais of a dead carcass, of a dead animal, dead bugs. Now, how does this work? How this live bug, we're putting it, we're saying you're chayav for a live bug, and for eating it, we're putting it into your kazayis of dead bugs. So Rashi says because it died in the guy's throat. Right. Since it died in his throat,
it's not nevela technically, it's alive.
It was originally alive. Because by the time he swallowed it, it goes by the swallowing. It was also.
So the question is, where is the ister?
In the swallowing. So Rashi, in the swallowing is the ister. So Rashi, it both happened. It was alive and it was dead. And your swallowing was both.
So it's dead for the nevela and it's alive for the
yeah. Bria. That's Rashi's chiddush. Rashi says that's how it's possible to get both.
Because if it's dead, then where's your bria?
Yeah, it's not a bria. It's
the bria in the mouth and the dead in the throat.
It's alive. Doesn't help. That's why you swallow it.
I'm saying it was alive before it died in your throat.
It died in your throat. So you get both. So you get both. So it's gonna be for a live thing and for a dead thing for a kazais.
Understand?
It's
if you're gonna say it's just a, if you're gonna say that it's a nevela, then that cancels out bria.
That means it's dead.
You can't use it for both.
The problem with eating dead bug, even today, the problem with eating bug, you bite into your strawberry, you have two problems. First of all, you might bite into a live bug,
right.
And it could be five, six, or I don't know how many live, and I don't know what those flies are called. I don't know what the halacha they are. It's a flying. It could be six. It's a flying item, little fleas that come in the strawberries.
Right.
Now, even if, let's say you put, so you're saying you put them in soapy water, right? And let's say they're all dead, but they're still stuck on there. They didn't come out. I don't know what I did. They go under. I don't know what they do. They hide. So now, even if they went under, so let's say you tell me I'm not going to eat it. Because first of all, you could eat it because I, so one bite of strawberry, you get a lot of bugs. I don't know if it's going to be a kazayis. You're right, maybe. But you're still not allowed to eat an avail even less than a kazayis.
Right.
We're not going to give you malchus until you hit a kazayis. It's still us. You're not. It's still not good for your neshama. You're still contaminating your neshama by eating bugs. It's good.
Wait. So.
Even if, let's say you eat one dead bug.
But for the malchus you get on bria.
Yeah.
It won't be for on a dead bug.
No, it has to be live. It has to be live. Rashi said before, it has to be chayib. That's what Rashi says for sure. I don't know. Everybody passes through. I think that's what it sounds like.
I thought a bria means the whole animal.
It does. But Rashi said, but it only has chashivas. It's bria, and Rashi said, and it's alive. Then Rashi says.
How do you get it? If Rashi is saying that the only way the thing dies is in your throat, so if you dig a live animal and you put it in your mouth, and you chew it, it's dead before it goes in your throat.
No, in your throat, it's dead.
You put it out like tobacco, you're not trying anything.
The only way to get it is to be swallowed by that.
Yeah.
If it's still alive, yeah. Right. If you swallow it, when it's alive, bite into some
like
live stuff.
Like swallowing goldfish. Live.
No, but if we're saying this is swallowing, and you chewed it, and it was no longer a bria, when you swallow it.
Right, but you don't chew goldfish, you swallow them whole.
Well, no, it's the ants. Yeah.
That's
the ants. You have nine.
Goldfish are cool. You can eat a goldfish.
That's not out of way.
Have a goldfish, you don't have to shop
there.
There's
a guy at a wedding goldfish.
It's called charity.
He was walking around swallowing all goldfish. He thought it was a sushi
box. Sushi
box.
He's doing it for a sushi. He's swallowing all the goldfish. Can we
see
everyone? I don't know if you're allowed to let me. I don't know if you're allowed
to freak out the charity.
Fine, let's go. Fine, let's go. Let's try to continue. Okay, so Rabbi Amar Bech Nachman Shimon.
Can you bring
that
down? That's the question.
Amar, so again, Amar of Akbar Vahan. Resect Tishan Amalim. So let's say you grind up nine Namalim and you behave Echad Chai. The Shlima looks nice. And now this also in your throat. So you're being Chai for eating a live one and a dead one because in your throat it also combined with the Kazayas, Rashi saying. Then, like you'll get Malchus. Vakava. Hey, Mishum Bar, you fly because you ate the live creation, because you ate the live one. The Elam Mishum Kazai Zavail, one because of Kazai Zavail. Let's see Rashi. Risak. What does Rashi say about Risak? Mi Ach Vikita, you crushed it and you ground it. It's the words of like crushing and grinding.
Yeah, it's crush.
I don't know exact English, perfect English, but they mean mi ach v'kites.
Mi
ach v'kites. Crush. But mi, I don't know. But you're not. I don't know if shmir gonna be.
Here is like.
I don't know. To pulverize.
Smash. We're doing that thing with the medicine stuff. They use the stone.
Smash.
Water and pestle.
Doctor Stephen.
Or mi ach and what's the
grind?
I don't know exactly. So mi ach v'kites. Miach, I think a better word for miach is mashed. The kites is, you want to say, mashed and ground?
Mash and bash.
Mash and bash, fine. Mash and bash, fine. Ubitlon mitaras barrier. So you bittled it from a creation of a barrier. So now it's no longer a barrier. It's no longer a creation. Right? So now, mishum kazayis nevela. So first of all, you're not going to get off a barrier. So now, mishum kazayis nevela, and you'll shek kishe, but look, that when you swallow it, who makes? Then it's going to. That's how it's going to be. That's it's going to combine to the. Because that where's Taisus? Where Risak
doesn't. I didn't see where it says because the student didn't bring it down the short part. But we had a question. How is it possible that that it's a nevela? We said nevela is animals that you can technically eat. Like kosher animals are considered nevelas, right? We were under the assumption that nevela is a. Is a cook, is a cow, is a sheep, not ants. You can't eat ants.
Rashi tells you that. Rashi tells you specifically regarding things that creep on the ground.
Nevela is not. No, Nevela is specifically, we know that Nevela is behemoth. It says here, it says, no, Nevela is also.
Even when on Israel, and
by
yeah. Even also, yes, you have Nevela there also.
You generally say Nevela, you
think
an animal who
hey, right, well, was kosher, right?
In regards to Yosef and his brothers. The Torah mentions it in regards to kosher situations, but the Torah mentioned it in regards to Yosef and his brothers in the family.
Right.
Right.
So here, so Tessa tells us also. By the way, regarding it, next week's part, how do you know that that Yosef and his brothers were sparring? How do you know that Yosef and his brothers were sparring? They ate grasshoppers? No. You see, they ate Ben Yosef. They hate Beit Yosef.
They come by.
Which
was us? They by him. They hate Beit Yosef. Okay.
Fine. Let's go further. So what is there over here?
I give you a 10 on that one. That was good, actually.
Fine. So we're saying. Well, let's see. Rabbi said the name of Rabbi Yechlin. Even if you ate, you don't need to eat 9 plus the live one. Even if you ate 2 vahu, even if you ate 2 ants and this dead one, even if you ate 2 dead ants and the 1 live one, you're also chai malchus. Rabbi Yechlin, even if you ate 1 ant and this live one, you're chai malchus. For the people, you know, they're not arguing with each other. Hubba Rabbi, this is by large ones, big ones. But Hubba Zutri, this is by small ones. We're trying to get up to the shear of a kazayis. So, if you have a mini ant, tiny ants, you need 9 plus 1 live one. If you have a little bit bigger, you can have 2 bigger ants, you can have 2 ants and 1. If you have huge ants, you can have 1 ant, 1 dead, and 1 live. The question is how to add up to kazayis. It depends where they live. It depends who's crawling around their house. Big ones or small ones. Let's see Rashi. Afilu shnayim. Afilu shnayim irusakin. Even if there are 2 that are ground up, the who and the live one. Im gadayla name, if they are big, li yois kazayis, bein shlosh them, if they're big enough that there could be a size between the 3 of them, then your chayiv can farish, like we're going to explain for Azla as we go along, for loy pligi, they're not arguing, everyone agrees that you'll combine the live one with the dead one, eventually you'll combine them. The farish we're going to explain for Azla means as we go along, we'll explain as we go. Explain and go. It's not further on, it's saying we'll explain as we go along, we're going to explain it.
Because it comes right after.
Yeah, it's like,
it was the next thing.
Coming soon,
I translated like Lahala, but
I guess it's about Lahala means like later on. Now it's like further on. Here's like, yeah, I guess like 2 things, right? It's like, it's here. Explain as we go along, we're going to explain.
Okay.
Good. Let's, Baruch Hashem, that's the end of the next thing. We're going to the next thing. Agal Tevel Meister Rishon. We said in the Mishnah, what do we say in the Mishnah? So, is Tevel Meister Rishon. They get Malkus. Now, what is Meister Rishon? How does this thing work exactly? What's Tevel? What's Meister Rishon? Meister Sheni? What's Meister? How does it all work? So every time a person has produce, right? So first, you have to give
truma
gedayla. It's what we call truma gedayla. It's truma gedayla. You have to take off truma. How much you have to take off? You have to take off any amount.
148 to 152.
There's
2%, right?
It could be 2%. The way it depends. You're a baby.
It depends.
So on your paper. No, it depends. Really depends. It depends. A baby. You want to be a stingy guy. Basically, you give something. It could be between 2%. Let's say 2%. On average,
maybe.
What truma gada? Truma.
It's
2%.
So that's 10% of really 98%.
Some years you give it to a ani. Right, it's gonna be the third or sixth year of Shemitah. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're giving to is gonna be considered Mike's or Shane.
Eat or redeem.
If you eat or redeem it in Yerushalayim. Right?
That's Meiser.
This is Meiser Sheni? Depends. The third and sixth year you give it to that four man.
Meiser Rishon is what?
Meiser Rishon, this is called, here, this is the coin. This is called Meiser Rishon.
Ladies.
This is called, here.
What's the coin?
The first, okay, one second. 2% for the coin. This is called Truma.
Just Truma's
Truma. Truma Gadal, which we call Truma Gadal.
Truma's Meiser.
No, that's not Truma's Meiser. Something else. What's that? This is Truma Gadal. 10% goes to a lady. This is called Meiser Rishon.
But that's from the 98%.
From 98%. You'll keep on taking off. Then this is going to go to the Ani. This will go either to the poor man, either to the Ani, it's called Meiser Ani, or it'll be, some years it'll be Meiser Sheni, if the Ini Yushalai.
And that's from the 10% of
you took off. You have 98%. You took off 10%. Took off 9.8%. Another 9.8. Then from that, you'll have less. Whatever you have left.
89.2.
You'll take off another 10%.
79.2.
Right. It's basically. 79.2
of your
original. Right, so you give a drop more than 20% of your produce to the Trumas and Meisters every year. It comes out to be a little more than a homage.
22%.
And the Ani is a 3 and 6 year?
Yeah. 3rd and 6th year is the Ani.
So but on the year that you bring Meister Shane.
Meister Shane is going to be 1, 2,
4, 5. And then the 3rd and the 6th year is going to be Meister Shane.
The Kohen gets 2%, the Levi gets.
Now, I want to know.
And then of that, Meister Shane goes. Thank you.
No, it's a new thing. Now, whatever's left.
But whatever's left.
You give Meister Sheni or Meister Ani.
Or Meister Ani.
Right. Now, the Levi.
Meister Ani is also the same.
The
same
third and sixth year only.
The third and sixth year
10%.
Yeah, it's good?
Yeah.
Now, however, the Levi, he's not finished yet. When you gave him 10%,
he has to give
10% of that
to a coin.
Which is called, that's called Trumas Meister.
That's Meister. That's Truma Katana.
What we call Truma Katana is Trumas Meister. Right, just if you want to call this, we'll call this the big truma, and that's the truma katan,
okay.
The small truma.
Truma is always to the common. Truma's right. Meiser is to the.
This is also to the common.
From the Levi's portion right. To the common.
Meiser Shane, Meiser Ani. If you don't take Meiser Shane, then you take Meiser Ani.
Right. Correct.
Fine.
Good. Fine.
What percent
the Meiser Shane?
10%.
What percent is just for pay?
What's
that?
It could be 100, whatever percentage you leave on the corner. Then
whatever.
It could be also made in the pay. Pay also was on the corner.
Percentage was pay.
I think it's 100, or they also think there's no official shear for pay. Right. I'm not correct. There's no official shear.
I go against them. They also go according to your field size.
Yeah, it could. Everything could go by your size. Right. Okay, your percentage, but pay off, fine.
Then so how do you know mentioned that by pay off.
How do you know what size the corner is?
So what?
Whatever size you make it, let's say. Fine, anyway.
The interesting thing by pay is if you know the animal on the plow, can't make a corner, can't do a 90 degree corner. So it always goes like that. It leaves the corners.
So at least all the corners.
That's interesting.
So you only have to leave one corner.
It naturally leaves the corners.
Yeah, you only have to leave one corner. But they used to take all the out their sickles. They said not. Then they would take the rest down by hand.
The truth is, I don't know if they use the
animals.
That's for plowing. But today they use the thing that chops to make them.
Can't get to the corner. They back it up.
Usually they leave the corners and then they come back afterwards and go.
The next smaller guy. Fun.
Huh?
Fun. So again, so let's see. Come on. Okay, so it's gross. We have Maaser Rishon, Truma Gedolah, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Rishon. Now, let's say you took off everything besides for Maaser Ami. You took off Truma Gedolah, you gave 10%, you gave 2% to the Kohen, then you gave your 10% to the Levi. You just didn't take off this last thing. It's a third or sixth year, right? And you just didn't take off your last 10%. You didn't take off Maaser Ami. Is this thing still considered Tevel until you take off Maaser Ami or not?
Yes.
Why is it a chiddush? Yes. Why is that a chiddush?
Because my son doesn't have kedusha.
It's not kedusha. Pashtos, it doesn't have kedusha on it. If I have my, what happens? The minute I have produce, I have tevel, which means I have a mix. This whole thing is considered, I have kedusha mixed in here, in this stuff. I have truma, I have maaser, automatically the Torah puts on kedusha. So over there, if I eat it, you understand, I'll get malchus, I get misa b'day shemayim. I mean, he said that's kedusha.
Tevel's the name until you separate
everything.
Until you separate everything out.
Everything. It's called tevel.
And once you separate it out, it's just.
So now, fun. Let's say I took off, I gave my 2%, I gave my 10%, I just didn't give Maaser Ami. And then I eat from this produce. Is there any Issur D'oraisa? Do you say I'm getting Issur D'oraisa? Well, I mean, it comes to Dakas. You don't give your mom because you're not doing Issur D'oraisa. That's Argumarsa. Argumarsa is a Chiddush, which is kind of our mission, that even if you didn't give Maaser Ami, even though it has no kedusha on it, we'll still give you malchus. Mm-hmm. Usually, when you take shulam gedolah, these you're eating them with the kedusha, so therefore you chayav misa b'day shemayim. So here you're not going to get misa b'day shemayim for sure. They say the rishonim say we're sure not getting misa b'day shemayim. We're eating the maaser ani. Mm-hmm. It's like you stole tzedakah money. Right? If someone eats before they separate a truma, or sort of say they maaser, or they eat the stuff, then it's first you get misa b'day shemayim.
Misa b'day shemayim, of course. Oh,
There's a little difference, but anyway, they'll get me to the Shemai. However, you might your ani, let's say you didn't separate it, you ate it, we're not going to get the Shemai. But the question is, what do we give you, Malchus? That's the question. Right?
Okay.
Let's say you ate it. You separated it, but you didn't give it to the, instead of giving it to the ani, you left it in your house, you ate it. Let's say you ate it on purpose. You said, I'm also a poor guy, and I ate it. What's that law?
You ate your own Maaser Ami?
If you eat your own truma, you separate truma and eat it.
That's a problem.
You get Misa B'day Shemayim, you get Malchus. You separated the Maaser Rishon before you gave it to the Levi, you ate it. You get Misa B'day Shemayim, you get Malchus. What if you ate the Maaser Ami? Right? Do we give you Malchus?
And you separate everything else, you're saying?
You did everything perfect, and all the only thing left with Maaser Ami, you didn't take it off. Are we going to give you Malchus for eating the Maaser Ami? Gemara says the Chiddush, yes. That's what Gemara's Chiddush. Even though it has no kedusha on it, and it doesn't have any, it's just supposed to go to a poor man. It's not like Maaser Sheni and kedusha. They're also okay. Maaser Sheni, you're allowed to eat. But so Gemara says yes. The chiddush Gemara is that you get malchus even in this case, and it's not specific in the pots because we make a gzeir shava. We understand words from the suchah slacha b'sharecha. That's what we understand. So let's see.
Interesting. You think since there's no kedusha on it. Just be able to refund the guy the money.
Yeah.
It'd be like stealing, be a negative and a positive after it. But here he's saying that it's not negative.
It's an issue to eat it.
There's no rectification.
Right, because you ate
there's
it.
No rectification on it.
What? Because you ate it. It has some element.
You'd think there'd be a tashlamin on it. You'd be able to pay back.
Yeah, but there's no.
There's no tashlamin here.
It's very good. The word tevel.
Yeah.
How do you get malchus with tevel? By eating it. You batel it.
Tevel.
And what do you get? What's the onish? Bilamit tet, which is almost 39.
Malchus.
The Malchus.
Make a chedushin, write it down. Put it in your safer. Yes, so let's see the Gemara. Ochel tevel maaser yuchel. Amara. Ochel tevel shemaaser ani. Even if someone ate the tevel, because why is it tevel? Because it has maaser ani was not taken off. Meaning tevel shel maaser ani means tevel because it's untied because it still has maaser ani in there. Like it, you still get malchus. Kiman, who is this like? Fine, suppose that's his chiddush. Like it, even if you just had mice or honey in there, you're still going to get malchus. So chiddush, there's no kedusha. If you eat, you get malchus. Keman, who is this like? Ki hai tana, like this tanya, like this tana. The tanya we learned in the Braisa, Amr Rabbi Yaisi said, Yachal, I would think, lo yei chayiv, ela ala tevel, shulai hura mimenu kol ikr. I would think a person is not chayiv unless it's tevel that you do not separate it from it at all. I mean, al tevel shaloi hura mimenu wasn't separated from it, kol ikr at all. So then, I would think that's the only time you get malchus. But let's say hura mimenu truma gadol. Let's say you separated from it the big truma, the first truma, the 2%, right? The loy hura mimenu meister rishon, and you didn't take meister rishon, or meister rishon you took off already also meister rishon, the loy meister sheni, you didn't take meister sheni. Or vafilu meister ani, or you were just missing, right? Afilu means even you were even missing only the meister ani. Minayin, from where do I know that you still get malchus if you eat this? Tamu vaymar, the pasuk comes to teach me, says the following, says lo suchal le'achal b'sharecha. It says in the pasuk when it's talking about trumas and maestros, you shall not eat it in your gates.
In the gates of your house. You have to redeem
in
it.
In your gates.
Redeem it in your shrine or eat it in your shrine.
How about the Israel talking about in the Dharma and the Davos? You have to write. You have to go and bring it.
Why? All right.
So we're saying, Lesuchal b'sharecha. Ulalonorim, further on it says, Fa'achlu b'sharecha v'saveh. It says when it's three. If we're talking about Meister Ani, says the same word, you shall eat it in your gates and be satisfied. In the gates of Yerushalayim. So we're saying the word b'sharecha is, so to speak, a code word for Meister Ani. Mm-hmm. Saying, Ma lalon, just like, what is, just like over there. Meister Ani is referring to Meister Ani. Afkan here also in our pasuk, when it says, Lesucha lecha b'sharecha, when it says this, it's referring to Meister Ani. Va'amar Achman, and the pasuk says, Loisucha, you shouldn't. Loisucha, the pasuk tells me you shouldn't eat it.
I'm sorry. What did you say? The first pasuk was loisucha lechol b'sharecha.
So if you have a fancy gemara, you see the pasuk is.
Yes. What are you saying? Referring to.
It's loisucha. Read the whole pasuk. Loisucha lechol b'sharecha. Shall not eat it. Meister tikoncha, the meister of your grain. V'tirosh lo b'sharecha. V'bucharet tukarcha v'tzeinecha. You shouldn't eat your meister, and you shouldn't eat your firstborn animals. V'chol edarechol inedarim. All your trumas and maestros you were not allowed to eat. It wasn't talking about maestro ani. So regular trumas and maestros. You shall not eat your trumas and maestros.
Right. But in your gate, so that means you have to retain. Is that talking about maestro shame? You've got to bring.
No, so, there, so, no, we, no, so no, we understand no. It's talking about all tevel. We understand that this pasuk, they make a drasha in other gemaras, that this pasuk is a warning against eating all tevel. Against eating all things that were not separated properly.
Right. Good. Okay, continue. This is the first pasuk. I see it like this. The first pasuk is giving you a warning against eating all tevel, right?
Right, but we didn't see in there anything about Meister Ani.
Exactly.
Good.
Right.
So how do we know in that pasuk in Meister Ani was included?
Right, because it says Bisharech.
The fact that it said the word Bisharech is like Exer Shava. And the when it spoke about Meister Ani, it also said the word Bisharecha. So just like over there, it's referring to Meister Ani. Our pasuk also, which warns you against eating tevel or giving you a laugh, is also giving you a laugh for Meister Ani.
Right.
Right, Rafael Bach, right, an argument we didn't see, but the Gemara is a Darshan, it's referring to all trumas and maestros. You know, the pasuk doesn't read like that. It's referring to, it's a warning against eating all untithed items.
So it's Exer Shevah on the Sharekha?
Yes.
The first pasuk is referring to all trumas and maaser, right? It doesn't say anything about ani, but it has the word b'sharecha in it. The second pasuk, talking about ani, has b'sharecha in it.
Right, so the second pasuk is talking about saying, give it to
carry thing. Over all the laws of trumas and maaser to the ani.
So we're saying just like you're not allowed to eat things that were not tied, that you weren't taking off trumas and maaser, we're saying loy suchal. So too, you also to iser to eat something which is not tied by maaser ani. We're saying loy suchal goes in that also, which means we're giving you a lav, so you'll get malchus. Fine. Let's see, Rashi. Rashi first goes in the case of tevel on tevel shel meister ani, which is our case. What do you mean it's tevel of meister ani? So Rashi explains, what does that mean? Shel hobrishu kol meister esav. It was separated, all the meisters were separated already. chutz mizeh, besides for this, besides for Maaser Ani, halacha is like you get malchus. Even though the Maaser Ani ain't by Kedusha, even though Maaser Ani has no Kedusha on it, Sherei behold, how do we see it? Lezarim nechal, it's fed, we eat, it's fed, we give it to feed, to eat, to zarim, to strangers, even to Yisrael. Ubechal makam, and it can be eaten in any place. So that proves to me it has no Kedusha, could be eaten by any, even Yisrael, and in any place. Afilu hachi, that's right, alafes, afilu hachi, even so, tavil, it's still considered tavil, it's still considered untied, and therefore you get malchus for eating it. Now how do we know that? Because we made it because there's Shabbat, b'sharecha, b'sharecha. So mal halah meister ani, just like over there, what is it like over there in that pasuk that's referring to meister ani when it said b'sharecha? How do we know? If you look at that pasuk, it says clearly, the chesed says in that pasuk, la ger, la yasav, la amana. Ulu binyan, in the topic, the shana shlishis, and it's referring to the third year when you're giving meister ani. So af b'sharecha, even b'sharecha ha'amur kan, which is said over here, in our pasuk of tevil, yeshlomo mimenu, we can learn from there, even meister ani. Vehekop means v'hachi kamar. And this is what we mean to say in the pasuk. Leisucha le'achol tevel. You're not able to eat the tevel. But oid shehameiser b'teichoy. While the meister is still in it, even while the meister ani is still in it. Now how do we know what it means? Shekasev, it says over there in that pasuk. B'sharecha, which is like a code word for ani, it says a word, b'sharecha. So therefore, just like over there means meister ani, here also means meister ani. So the Torah means to give you an iser to eat this stuff before meister ani was separated. So I'm going to stop here. We're going to learn about the Shchaini. We're going to learn about the Shchaini. We'll see you about the Shchaini.